Hello there, my name's Ali Beard and welcome to this week's SEG Modcast. Our aim is to keep you up to speed with all the latest news in the world of modifications, including what happened at this week's monthly working group meeting, what's planned for next week's panel meeting, our open consultations, and plenty more. At this month's working group meeting, we discussed modification proposals 10, 53, 63, and 66. The preliminary assessment for modification 10, introduction of triage arrangements for communication hubs, was received back from the DCC. Unfortunately, the cost had increased from the previous assessment. The proposer and the working group agreed that this made the modification too costly for the benefit that would be gained. However, the proposer identified another possible solution, which we will now pursue and bring our findings back to the next working group meeting in July. The preliminary assessment for modification 53, amend target response times, was discussed, and it was agreed that this should go forward to refinement consultation, which will be issued in mid-June. The working group also agreed amendments to the business requirements for modification 63, ensuring correct network operator certificates are placed on electricity smart meters, and modification 66, advanced shipment notifications for consignment of communications hubs. These changes will now be made, and the preliminary assessments for these modifications will be requested from the DCC. The next working group meeting will be on the 3rd of July. The provisional agenda will be issued on the 19th of June, and the agenda confirmed and meeting materials available on the 26th of June. You can find further details on the events page on our website's calendar. At this month's panel meeting, we will be presenting five draft proposals for the panel to consider converting to modification proposals. We are recommending that three of these, MP 71, 73 and 74, should go straight to report, and MP 75 and 76 should go into the solution refinement process. We will also be presenting three other papers, which are the June 2020 release implementation document, a paper recommending that the panel have powers to withdraw modifications, and a paper covering the implementation plan of modification 58, changes to the governance of the self-service interface. We were also planning to take modification 15 and modification 62 modification reports to panel and subsequently issue them for modification report consultation. Unfortunately, the full costs of these have not yet been received, and so they will be postponed until next month's panel meeting. We have two consultations currently open. Modification 7, which covers firmware updates to the IHG and PPMIDs, is out for refinement consultation and will be open until Monday the 17th of June. Modification Proposal 56, which seeks to ensure suppliers have the ability to comply with General Data Protection Regulation by ensuring that in SMETS 2, the change of tenancy date is available to IHGs and PPMIDs, will be open until Thursday the 20th of June. We encourage you to take a look at these consultations, which are available on our website, and send your responses to us at sec.change@gemserve.com. BEIS also issued a consultation around enduring change of supplier arrangements. Two enduring change of supplier options were identified. The first original proposal was for change of supplier events to be validated, processed, and executed by the losing supplier. And the second was for change of supplier events to be validated, processed, and executed by a centralised change of supplier party service provider similar to the current transitional change of supplier solution. The current transitional change of supplier process may need extensive changes to support the enduring arrangements. We encourage you to look at these documents and send comments to BEIS at smartmetering@beis.gov.uk. Next week, we also expect to be publishing the documents being baselined for the November 19 SEC release. Following on from BEIS's consultation on the uplift of the GB Companion Specifications, GBCS, and the Smart Metering Equipment Technical Specifications, SMETS, to support emergency credit changes, GBCS version 3.2, draft 2, and SMET's version 4.2 draft 1 will be baselined on the 7th of June and will be available on our developing SEC webpage. On the 10th of June, we will then baseline GBCS version 3.2 draft 3 and SMET's version 4.1 draft 2 and the Communications Hub Technical Specifications, or CHITS, version 1.3 draft 1 to include the SEC modifications being implemented in the November 19 SEC release. These documents will then be designated on the 4th of July, following the Change Board's decision on Modification 55, incorporation of multiple issue resolution proposals into the SEC, to become effective on the 7th of November. We will also be baselining the DCC User Interface Specification, DUIS, version 3.1, and the Message Mapping Catalogue, MMC, version 3.1, on the 10th of June for the changes in the November 19 SEC release. These changes will be designated into the SEC as part of the release on the 7th of November 2019. If you have any questions, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. And I've saved the most exciting news for last. Our new website will be going live this morning, Friday the 7th of June, and you may experience some issues accessing the site while this work is taking place. We apologise for any inconvenience that this may cause. Once it is live this afternoon, please have a look, and if you find any issues or problems, or continue to experience problems accessing the site after 2 p.m. on Friday, or if you have any positive feedback, let us know by emailing us at sec.change@gemserve.com. And that's all for this week. We'll be issuing our next modcast on the 14th of June. If there's anything you want to hear about from us on these modcasts, then please send your thoughts on what you would like us to talk about to sec.change@gemserve.com. Thanks again for listening.